For so long, I thought fire was something to fear, and then I realized it is the prerequisite for living life. What is up, guys, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping. I missed you guys so much last week, and I've also missed these solo episodes. If you are new to Skinny Dipping, just know that we are the podcast where we talk about the mind, the body, and the soul, all three, working together in perfect harmony, and how to create actionable change in our lives. I love to meet at the intersection of mental health sciences and spirituality, and that's where you find me. I'm Kayla Rose. I am your host of Skinny Dipping the Podcast. I'm so fucking grateful for you guys. And we are diving into a crazy new season. I'm genuinely so excited, but not going to lie. I've had a lot of resistance because I think we get a lot of resistance when we know that we are going to have a big, expansive breakthrough. And our mind says, oh, this is uncomfortable. This is unfamiliar. Therefore, I'm scared. I'm going to create this fear, which this fear is going to create this resistance. And I've just been pushing through it and allowing my body to feel safe in the process of expression and knowing that I'm kind of ready to step into the most vibrant, expressive, brilliant, bright, fiery version of myself, because I know that that's when I feel so confident. That's when I feel so in alignment, when I am on the pole or at a heels class and I am acting so sexy and in my feminine rage almost. Welcome to the era of the Phoenix, where we realize that our brilliance is no longer something to hide. Our light, our fire, our passion is what creates purpose and fulfillment and success within us. And we are so ready to no longer play small. And we're willing to burn a couple things down in the process if it means rebirthing ourselves into this new reality. Welcome to the era of the Phoenix, the new season. And the reason why I chose the archetype of the Phoenix is because the Phoenix for me represents complete, immediate, evident transformation. The best way to learn a language, immersion, of course, but if that's not in the cards for you this year, you can still learn a language. And the amazing part about this is you can learn the language from home so that when you go travel and immerse yourself in another country, you have a base to work with. I swear to God, speaking the language when you are in another country makes your experience so much better. And the best way to learn is with Babbel. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors, waste hours on apps that don't really work, because Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations, so you really feel like you have conversation-based teaching. And I wanted to give you guys a very, very special limited time deal for Skinny Dipping listeners. Right now, you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/skinnydipping, spelled babbel.com/skinnydipping. Rules and restrictions may apply. A complete metamorphosis, but not like a butterfly where it cocoons and it takes its time. We've done the metamorphosis last year. This time, it's the transformation of the Phoenix. And that's why it's the era of the Phoenix, because what I realize is change, like the butterfly, metamorphosis happens over time. Evolution, it happens over time. It happens in the little moments, all adding up to the big change. But transformation happens fucking instantly. And it's a burning bright light. It's the aha moment. It's the moment where everything clicks and comes together. And finally, everything that you've learned and you've heard from other people can truly be an embodiment within yourself. And you realize, I'm actually different. I've actually transformed. I'm acting different. I'm showing up different. I'm thinking different. That is what this season is about. The era of the Phoenix and complete utter transformation, where you realize that you are allowed to be bright and brilliant, and we do not want to hide our light any longer, even if it makes people a little uncomfortable, even if the process of death and rebirth is a little bit uncomfortable for some people. I know that us, you and me, who are taking on this little journey of the era of the Phoenix, really transforming and quantum leaping into the highest version of ourselves, who is so ready to take on what life has for us, we are ready. There might be a part of us that is like kind of scared, but we are ready. And that's what every single episode is going to be about this season, is that you are ready. You are ready to hear this information. You are ready to receive this, and you are ready to embody it. You're ready to transform as if you were the Phoenix. You are allowed to burn it all down and start anew. Let's take a deep breath together, because that feels like a lot. Deep breath. Beautiful. I love you guys so much. Each episode is going to be a click moment. It's going to be an aha moment. It's going to be, oh my God, I get it now. Because change happens over time, but transformation happens instantly. And you can hear something over and over again, but something can be said in a certain way once, and you can just get it in a completely different faction. And you can just get it in a completely different way. You can understand it and comprehend it better than you ever have before. And today we're diving into talking about divine rage. Because the fire, the energy, that is the Phoenix that we have been waiting for. That permission slip from yourself, babe, to be like, I am so ready to burn bright. I am so ready for it. I'm so ready to be unapologetically brilliant and unapologetically myself. And to truly just own that. So every episode will be embodying in that. But today in particular, we're talking about divine rage because I feel like it is so nuanced. And first, I want to talk about, you know, my experience with anger, because I've actually released a lot of anger in my life because I was tired of hurting myself through cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone. Every time I would get crazy and pumped up and angry or whatever, or frustrated, like I was drinking the poison. I was hurting myself. So we're going to talk about how I actually released myself of anger. And then now, as an adult, moving through that, nurturing my child self that really felt like, okay, I need to be loud and angry to be heard. Once I healed her, I realized I kind of needed her back in some ways. I missed the fire. So we're talking about healing anger, and then we're talking about claiming it. And claiming rage, and how truly transformation sometimes needs a little oomph and needs a little bit of fire. So we're talking about the nuances today. And I will say, you know, there's something for everybody here. If you are somebody who is more an exploder and you get more angry and you express and you have more kind of that anxious attachment style where you need to like go out and just say it in that moment because of anxiety, there's definitely something for you in here. But if you are also somebody who is a stuffer, somebody who holds back, doesn't express themselves when they need to, gets walked all over, is more avoidant, if you are like that, there's also something for you here. And then also if you're secure and healed, but you want to understand those around you, or you just want to understand yourself deeper, you want to like dive into the channeling energy embodiment of fire and how that fire, that passion leads us to success, and sometimes a little fire under our ass is exactly what we need. There is also something for you today too. Wherever you're at in your journey, this episode is going to be fucking epic. So I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping. If you are new here, subscribe because it helps me so much. Share this with somebody that you love if you enjoy this episode after you listen to it. Follow me on all platforms. Everything is going to be linked below for my community, any, you know, digital resources, whatever's going to flow. You guys know the drill. I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful. I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we talk about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. So who's ready to fucking strip down and dive in? This is Skinny Dipping and the era of the Phoenix. Caca, caca. No, I'm kidding. I don't even know what noise the Phoenix makes, but it just sounds like a crumbling of the fire and like the smell of smoking wood or something like that. Let's strip down and dive in. I was in this pole boot camp, which first of all, I will say as an entrepreneur, having a camp, like a 4-week, 6-week camp, something to show up to physically has helped me ground into reality so deeply. I realize having projects to focus on grounds me into my best mental health, and I think of it as an anchor. Whenever you're struggling with your mental health, I want you to always come back to your anchors, my anchors are movement and then directional purpose. I think those are my main anchors. And then, of course, meditation, breath work, my spiritual practices. What are your anchors? Grab onto your anchors, because that is what is going to make you recognize where you are in your best mental health. Because I realize when I have those anchors, I can have that divine masculine expression of security and that divine masculine expression of stability and structure. And then my divine female intuitive wisdom can flow effortlessly. It can flow freely when it has those anchors, so that it doesn't get like lost in the ether, if that makes sense. But in my pole dance, I did a song to Can't Catch Me Now by Olivia Rodrigo, which is in the new Hunger Games. You can catch me now, ba-da-da-da-da, into your town. And what I realized is I was living out this expression of divine rage. And I kind of healed myself, kind of. Oh, yeah, I said kind of. That's so funny. I've kind of healed myself from being an angry person. I definitely had a lot of reactive outbursts when I was younger, and especially as a preteen, a teenager, and even into my early 20s. And I realized I didn't want to be that way anymore, because the cortisol that was being released in my body every time I was angry was hurting me. Cortisol is literal poison to the body. Cortisol is our stress hormone that we release when we're stressed, when we're frustrated, when we're angry, when we're upset, when we're hurt, when we're mad, when we're pissed off. And I realized I wanted to stop hurting myself, because my body felt inflamed. My mind felt kind of crazy. And, you know, I've implemented lots of techniques to release this anger within me. Movement is the biggest one. If I have a lot of energy within me, the first thing that I need to do is move the stagnant energy out of my body, because usually it's telling me that something needs to physically be moved out of me. The next thing is just like not taking things personally has really helped me. I used to need to control everything, which, you know, I would want to control the people that I loved, you know, and that's manipulative. I realized that, you know, being a person who needed to be in control of everything to feel safe wasn't the person that I wanted to be. I wanted to be the person that was able to go with the flow. There's a reason that I'm telling you this also. So hold tight. And the last thing that I did was I picked up a technique called Anything But Anger.
I'm traveling right now. I'm on a little family vacation, and I swear to God, I just like to keep it so simple. And that's why the only skincare that I bring with me is OneSkin, because it's actually scientifically proven. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. And if you're like me, you tend to set really big goals for yourself and you make it really complicated, but sometimes the simplest changes are the most impactful. And OneSkin's two-step approach for healthier skin actually proves this. I literally love them. And for a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products. And go check it out. It helps me out. Tell them that we sent you using the code SKINNYDIPPING. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. They use basically this new scientifically proven peptide called OS1 to create healthier looking skin. It's all scientifically backed. And by focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting so young and fresh and healthy for so much longer. So get 15% off today with the code SKINNYDIPPING, also going to be linked below, at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off. OneSkin.co with the code SKINNYDIPPING, and that's on OneSkin, and let them know that we sent you. Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser, so that you and me can puff on with plant-based ingredients, an organic base, natural aromas, and non-addictive formulas, because honestly, fuck nicotine, and join the fuck nicotine movement with me. My absolute favorite Ripple that I puff on almost every day in my car is The Dream. It's lavender, valerian, and jojoba seed. This helps me with stress relief and relaxation. And I genuinely think that anyone who is addicted to nicotine should try Ripple. It's a British startup owned and operated by a brother and sister duo with a mission to get the world off of nicotine, one plant-powered puff at a time. And I'm going to give you guys 15% off with the code all caps, skinny dipping. All caps, skinny dipping. For 15% off your order. I don't know how long this is going to be available, so go check it out right now. It's going to be linked in the description. Buy Ripple. It genuinely could change your life.
And I love that we're talking about anger and rage today because I think it is so nuanced and it deserves a longer conversation. The technique, anything but anger, if you feel like you're a person who is more angry and more reactive, is when you get to that place where you want to be mad, where you want to be pissed off, you ask yourself, what else am I feeling besides anger? What else is here right now? And in that awareness, you realize, okay, honestly, there's fear here, or there's just some deep sadness, or there's some deep grief. There is one of those three things going on here. And if you can genuinely just cry, like cry it out, feel your feelings, allow the emotions to move through you, you will see that you begin to be freed of being at the whim and control of your reactions, of your emotional responses, realizing like, okay, what age am I when I'm having a fucking fit? Like, I'm 7. What does 7-year-old me need right now? That's a big question that I ask myself. What does 7-year-old me need? And the reason that I love this question is I check in, what age am I when I'm having this emotional response? Because usually it is in the familiarity of that response that we come back to it over and over again. And when I can know what age I am, I can ask myself what I need. Maybe I need somebody to hear me out and someone to validate me and someone to listen to me. That's what that version of myself needs. Maybe I just need a hug. Maybe I need food and a nap. Maybe I'm just tired and hungry. It's important for me to check in what version of myself I am. What age am I? And what does that version of me need in this moment? That always helps me so much with my emotional reactions and no longer hurting myself unnecessarily. Checking in with myself and being like, what age am I? And what does that version of myself need has completely transformed my life, because it also has made me realize that 7-year-old me is not old enough to drive the car. 7-year-old me isn't old enough to get her license. She doesn't get to drive the car of my life. She doesn't get to decide my emotions. Sometimes she takes over and her screaming fit wins. But at the end of the day, she doesn't get to be in the driver's seat because she's only 7. She's only 13. And what I want you to ask yourself is, when you get into this place where your emotions take over you and it starts hurting yourself and you're feeling physical pain from it because you're so angry, I want you to ask yourself, what age am I, and would I let that age drive the car? And if not, they get to sit in the back seat with their seatbelt on in a fucking booster seat. They get to be nurtured. They get snacks. They get juice boxes. That's what that version of myself needs, but they don't get to make the decisions. And now I realize I don't let 7-year-old me, 13-year-old me, 16-year-old me even, I don't let that age that comes through me sometimes to make the final decisions, to make the final calls, because adult me, future me, higher self me is the one that gets to make the calls. Because that is how I am beginning to embody my highest self, by allowing that version of myself to make the calls, to make the choices, to make the decisions, to take the action. So I want you to ask yourself, anytime you get super riled up, like, what age am I? What do they need right now? And do they get to be in the driver's seat? Those are the questions to ask yourself. So this was more for the exploders, the people that, you know, like me, can be anxiously attached and need to feel heard. So we feel like we need to yell or scream or explode or be really intense so that we can prove to somebody that our feelings are valid. This usually comes from invalidation as a child, people not listening to your feelings, which I relate to deeply. I'm sure you can relate to as well. This is more for the exploders, the people who, like me, you know, maybe have felt like they haven't been heard in life, so they need to scream to be heard. And then I want to have you see that there is a purpose for divine rage, because what happened in my life is I healed these parts of myself and I actually ended up being really chill and really going with the flow. And then I started to notice like my partner almost taking advantage of it, taking advantage of my chillness, me not standing my ground as much as I used to, me not being as motivated in my work as I used to, me not, you know, truly expressing myself. And that led to this kind of suppression, which was making me feel like honestly depressed. Like, I genuinely believe depression is a suppression of emotions. It's creating numbness because we don't want to feel. And for me, I wasn't feeling those fiery emotions that I literally was born with, that I literally have always had this fire within me. I wasn't listening to these emotions and expressing them because I felt like it was wrong or bad or not spiritual enough or whatever. It's all those lies to be angry, to be enraged, to be in fire and expression and intensity. I thought intensity was bad and I needed to be more chill. And then I realized I missed the version. Then I realized I missed the version of myself that is intense. I missed the version of myself that knew what she wanted and would go to any lengths to get it. And actually what I needed was balance. So I think that if you're somebody that's an exploder and gets angry, it's important to heal that part of you so that you can begin to reel that 7-year-old, that 12-year-old version of you in. And then when you're ready, you bring back the fucking fire because you love her. And you're not angry or fiery because, you know, you have a chip on your shoulder because you're reliving childhood patterns over and over again and past traumas. Like, instead, what happens is you start bringing back the fire and bringing back the passion because you realize that you are deserving of your dreams and you will do anything to get them. And then also, I will say, rage and anger divinely is a beautiful vessel for change. Injustice deserves anger. Injustice deserves rage. That is the nuance of this. Like, you don't want to hurt yourself by being angry, but at the same time, when there's injustice in your own life or in the greater world, what we need to do is also bring that rage, that divine rage, and realize that rage can also be crazy fucking spiritual and crazy fucking divine. And it is a great vessel for change. And it is not something to fear. It is not something to push away or be scared of. When we can come into balance with, you know, being in the driver's seat of our emotions and being able to, you know, really reel it in when it's a childhood version of ourselves in the driver's seat versus let's find the balance when we really need to fucking be angry, when there's injustices going on in the world, like especially now, like we're looking at what's going on in the world in so many circumstances. It really has to do, for me personally, what I see is, you know, the top 0.001%, people in power exploiting everyone else. And it's like, we deserve to be angry. And that rage is in, it's the lighter, you know, it's the lighter and the lighter fluid that's gonna, you know, sometimes burn things to the ground to start over again. And it's just like, sometimes rage is fucking spiritual and rage is fucking divine. And it is used intentionally and with purpose to create change. And that is something so, so beautiful. And if you are somebody who holds back your feelings because you don't want to be too much, then I need you to start speaking up more. I need you to start kind of getting angry more. I need you to light a little fire under your ass to find that balance within yourself and realize, okay, no, I deserve to stand up for myself or this person or this injustice. And I'm not going to let fear run the show now. I'm not going to let that fear be in the driver's seat because I am brave enough to do the hard thing, which sometimes is saying the hard thing or being more intense or determined or going out of your way to prove something. Like, sometimes you need that part of yourself. Neither is good or wrong or bad or negative or positive. It's not either. Literally, when you work together, you find balance. And that's what I want all of us to find within us, is knowing when to pick our battles and knowing when it is intentional and when it is for something greater than ourselves or for, you know, the self-care that we deserve. And what I personally realized is I was kind of losing that fire within me. And me and my partner were having some struggles. We even broke up for a bit. And I wasn't happy about how things were going down. And I was trying so hard to be composed and act a certain way and not get angry. Like, I was trying so hard to do that. And I literally was like, oh my God, this isn't like, somebody's not taking me seriously because, like, I'm not being passionate about what I believe. I'm trying to, like, say the correct thing, which seems silly. I'm tired of trying to say the correct thing. I just want to say how I feel, to be honest. I feel like younger me, high school me, always said what she wanted without a filter, and then I learned how to reel that in, and now I'm like, we need her back. We need this phoenix back. We need this fire back, and that's what I want for you, is to stop letting people take advantage of you and your kindness. And actually, when I kind of freak the fuck out a little bit at my partner and kind of put him in his place, he actually realized what he was going to lose. And I needed to, it's not my job to prove to him that I'm lovable. He knows that I'm lovable, but he needed a fucking wake up call. And sometimes the person that you're with or somebody in your life or literally somebody at your job or, you know, the world, the government, like they need a fucking wake up call. And sometimes it takes divine spiritual rage to create that, if that makes sense. And actually, like when I did freak out, he actually woke up and realized, oh shit. And it's because I was like genuinely fighting for what I think I deserve, what I know I deserve. And I'm not saying that you should have to do that with your partner. That's obviously also so nuanced. I'm sure there'll be judgment from people for that, because of course it's like, yeah, I shouldn't have to prove to my partner to, you know, want to spend time with me or whatever it is. But, you know, I also get super tired of people saying, oh, if they wanted to, they would. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, I get it, they would. But also, like, my partner is uncovering his own traumas and moving past his own childhood experiences and his experiences with his primary caregivers, just as I am. So I also feel like that's super nuanced, and I'm more down for giving each other grace and working through things together as long as both people are willing and able to. But there's, again, so much nuance in it.
We use our phones for literally everything at this point, but did you know that you can use it for some sexy me time? And in this era of the Phoenix, we are owning our sensuality and our sexuality, and your fantasies are safe with Dipsy. Just don't forget to use your headphones. Dipsy basically is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women, for women, and I feel like as women, we need more than just visuals to stimulate us. We actually want like immersive soundscapes and realistic characters and like good storylines that just like get us really excited to spice up your me time. And a free trial is here for you, and it's like a whole 30 days. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to Dipsy, D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/skinnydipping for 30 days for free. And it also helps me out, so go check it out, because why not? Check out dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. It's free. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am genuinely the most proud of my relationship with myself. I feel like I finally see all the work that I've been putting into myself paying off, and I am just genuinely so proud of myself, and it would not have happened without therapy. My habits have changed, the way that I view myself has changed, and I genuinely think that everybody needs to be in therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, and all you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at literally any time with no additional charge. Become your own soulmate in this lifetime, whether you're looking for it or not. Visit betterhelp.com/skinnydipping to get 10% off your first month. It's also going to be linked in the description. That's betterhelp, help.com/skinnydipping.
But just to summarize and kind of bring it back, I think, especially what we're seeing now in the world, like, divine rage is needed, and it's about not hurting yourself, and also it's both and. It's the paradox. It's not either or, it's both and. It's also realizing, like, okay, I don't want to hurt myself by getting so angry all the time, but also intentional rage with direction and with purpose can create amazing change. And sometimes that's what I need in my life. Sometimes that's what the world needs. It's for someone to be like, it's a fucking wake-up call. Wake the fuck up. We're tired of being treated this way. We're tired. We're tired of being exploited. We're tired of corporations caring about profit over people or the planet. Like, we're fucking tired. And sometimes that divine rage comes in, and it is needed. And love and light is not going to solve everything. So that is the nuance of divine rage. And during all this, I was at a bar with my friends, and you know, I was experiencing what I'm talking about now, where I wanted my partner to hear me, but I was being quiet about it. I wasn't speaking up. I wasn't speaking my voice. I wasn't using my voice to say how I feel. And I was feeling so frustrated, and I was actually getting angry for the first time in a long time. And I walk outside of the bar, and I look at this bumper sticker, and it says, She was beautiful yet terrifying, just like nature. Something like that. Just like nature, she was beautiful yet terrifying, I think is what it said. And I was like, that's me. I was like, that's me. Like, I'm not scared to be kind of fucking on one sometimes or kind of intense because someone's going to think like I'm too much. Like, I'm going to stand up for myself no matter what. And that is the energy that I'm ready to come back to and return to because I know that that is my true embodiment. That is who I've been forever. I've always been that version of myself. I've just dimmed her down because I wanted to be more chewable for other people. But it's like, fuck that. And I went into my circling it back, always circling it back. There was a point of me telling you about the song Can't Catch Me Now by Olivia Rodrigo. And I did my pole performance to it. Shout out Madison, my pole teacher. We were in rehearsal at her house, just the two of us. And she was like, I feel like you're embodying nature right now. And I was like, that's crazy because I just saw this bumper sticker that basically said like, she's beautiful yet terrifying, just like nature. And she was like, that's literally what you're embodying right now is like this chaos of nature that is chaotic and crazy and intense, yet so perfect, yet so beautiful, yet you can feel how full of love it is, truly. And know that rage can also be full of love. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think they can exist all at once. And that's the crazy thing about being human is that all these things can exist at once. And then we decided to do this dance like nature, like explosive craziness, like intensity, and like the huntress who takes that energy and takes that fire and takes that energy of the phoenix and she sets it up right where she wants to go and she aims and she shoots. That energy of the huntress is also who I'm embodying because it's not just about having these feelings and having this fire and either, you know, managing it and not letting it run the show for one or for two, you know, allowing it to create change, allowing it to demand respect just like nature. It also is about setting it up in direction so that you can channel it properly because when you realize that the fire is so much better used when it is channeled, that is when your life changes. Because for me, I love to channel my fire through art, through words, through speaking. And then when I really need to use it to demand respect or demand change, then I allow it to be channeled through that purpose, through that why, through that intention. That's something that I want you guys to realize is that your fire, your emotions, not just fire, this could also be used for the emotion of water and the sadness that flows through you, the grief that flows through you, the element of water flowing through you, just as the element of fire channels through you, so does the element of water and the element of earth and stability and the element of air and quickness and intelligence and spiritual connection. All these different elements channel through you. But it is up to you to create the direction, to create the intention, to create the purpose, to create the why, and then to channel your energy in that way. That is when you are most powerful, when you are channeling through art, through words, through action. Because if you let these energies and emotions that want to channel through you stay stuck in your body, that's when we become really sad or really angry or really stuck or really, you know, all in the air. If we're in the air elements, like we can get really in our head. It's like it can get stuck in our body. So allow it to channel through. For example, the fire. How do you channel the element of fire? For me, movement, literally going to the gym, kickboxing, going to a hot Pilates workout class and fucking sweating it out of my body. Through speaking my mind, through saying how I feel cleanly, not meanly, but seriously and with a demand for respect. And with clearness, speaking my truth, channeling it through art, through photography, through dance, through movement, through physical challenges, through being in nature. I channel my fire through those steps. How do I channel water? I love to channel the element of water of my sadness through physical manifestations of tears, through poetry, through song, through literally being in a body of water, through connecting with a close friend and us both airing our hearts out and what our emotions are holding and sharing our sadnesses with each other. And the element of earth, like me having my whiteboard and creating structure and grounding in that element of earth, me physically putting my feet in the earth, me moving my body to create fluidity when that earth gets stuck and when that earth gets heavy. And then air, how do I channel that? I channel that through words. I channel that through technology. I channel that through meditation, breath work, these spiritual realms, through dreams. We can use all the elements, and if we don't learn how to channel them, we will feel chaotic. And I want you to feel most at peace as you can, but also coming into acceptance that just like the earth, just like nature, just like the elements, life is kind of unpredictable and it's kind of crazy. And I don't think it's about stopping life from being chaotic or unsuspecting or confusing or intense, because I don't think we can control it, just like we can't control Mother Nature and her forces and her elements. What I love to do instead is get comfortable in the acceptance of discomfort and getting comfortable in the acceptance of chaos and intensity and disorganization and surprise. And knowing that coming to acceptance with it and working with it rather than against it, and trying to flow with it rather than control it, and trying to channel it rather than force it, is the key to feeling in my greatest expression of joy, fulfillment, and excitement for life. I'm deciding today to work with the elements with my body, work with the elements and my emotions as if they were my family. And I have to live with them, so I might as well figure out how we can communicate better, just like family. I have to live with them, so might as well figure out how to work together, how to accept deeper, how to love deeper, and how to soften. Because when we sharpen and when we stiffen up, we are more likely to break. But when we soften and when we ease into life and all its chaotic moments, just as nature, and we accept and we flow and we work and we just do the best we can, truly. When we just do the best we can, we realize and we soften and we realize it's easier than we thought. But the resistance, the fighting of it, is what was causing us so much pain and so much suffering. I love you guys so much. I want you guys this week to do something that channels whatever element is flowing through you, whether it's fire, water, air, earth. I want you to do something that channels that certain element that you are feeling. Allow yourself to get in tune with your body and ask yourself, what do I need? And next time you get angry, also ask yourself, what age am I and what does she need? I think it's so, so, so important. And I'm so excited to take on this journey of the Era of the Phoenix, because I really do feel like this is going to be a magical 5 to 8 weeks. I don't know how many episodes will be included in this, but I'm so grateful for you guys. If you enjoyed this episode at all, DM me. I want to hear what your downloads are, because this was very much a stream of consciousness episode, a little less like point by point. So I just wanted to say, like, I love you guys so much. I'm grateful that you have allowed me to come here and express myself. And I want you to know that you can always reach out to me at Sunday's KK or at Skinny Dipping Diaries to truly figure out what you're feeling or what downloads you are receiving, because I know that you get this. I know that if you've listened this far, you get this in a different way, and I'm ready to hear what you have to say. Share this with somebody that you love. When you tag me on Instagram, it makes me so excited. It makes my whole day Tuesdays when I get all the notifications for everyone posting on Instagram. But whatever day of the week it is, share Skinny Dipping. I love you guys so much. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And don't forget that you're inherently worthy. And what we talk about is just to open up the conversation, to create curiosity, and just know that when you move from this place of self-love, like, you know, you deserve it. You deserve to feel good about yourself. You deserve respect. You truly are inherently worthy. And I want you guys to really realize it. Once you realize this, everything will really open up for you. And I'm so grateful to be on this expansion journey together and in this rebirth and rise together. Welcome to the Era of the Phoenix. This is fucking Skinny Dipping. Thanks for stripping down and diving in with me. I am so grateful for you guys, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinny dipping.